That was shit, that end bit, mate. That was fucking shit.
The Sleaford Mods auf Flux FM und ihr großartiger Track A Little Ditty von der 2014er Platte Divide and Exit. Jetzt war die Band fleißig und hat schon ein neues Album fertiggestellt. Key Markets erscheint hier in Deutschland am 24.07., also in gar nicht allzu langer Zeit. Heute Abend spielt das Duo aus Nottingham im schönen, sagenumwobenen SO36. Jetzt sind die beiden Herren bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die Wichtigkeit deiner eigenen Soundphilosophie und die Vorteile erfahrener Bandmitglieder gegenüber den Jungspunden aus der Pop-Ecke. Wir finden heraus, wie überraschend es für die Band war, ausgerechnet in Deutschland abgefeiert zu werden für ihre Musik. Wir sprechen über Stream of Consciousness Lyrics, die Lage der Welt vielleicht sogar und noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich aber nochmal Hello and welcome Jason Williamson, Andrew Form, welcome Sleaford Mods.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you doing?
Good.
It's good to have you here, guys.
Good to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
Yes, no problem. Where are you coming from today?
Nottingham.
Okay, so you've been at home.
Uh-huh. We flew here this morning, didn't we?
Cool. Looking forward to playing at the famous SO36.
Yeah, we've been told it's quite a legendary club, so.
Yeah, cool. Mm. So people told you about the
history, they did.
I think you fit in there perfectly. People will love you there.
Cool. Let's hope so.
You'll get the full love of the punk people in there. You will realize it. Congratulations on finishing another Sleaford Mods LP.
Uh-huh.
Key Markets is done.
Yes.
And it's going to be put out in the end of July in Germany.
Yeah.
Is there any... Did you try anything different on that new album in comparison to... Divide and Exit, or was it basically the same way of approaching the new material?
Yeah, it was the same way of approaching it, but it kind of just changed itself. It's a little bit more songy, there's a little bit more singing on it, and I think it's more, a bit more confident.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The music has changed a little bit. We kind of, or Andrew and the bass player we used, Matthew, set up in a studio and recorded a load of live drums and bass.
All right, cool.
And we took a little bit of that from it and we dipped into a lot of old loops that Andrew had from his old band.
Yeah, cool.
Which we did before. So, I mean, it was the same working approach, but it's moved itself along a little bit and it will do because obviously we've matured, we're a year older, you know what I mean? Yeah. So the force of nature will take care of that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. What I love about the Sleaford Mods is that they have a sound philosophy of their own, kind of, right? Mm. You started shouting and ranting along to Ronnie Sy's beats years ago and then Andrew came in and he provided some punky beats with bass in the center of it. Yeah. Not too many guitars on there. And that philosophy can still be heard, I guess, on the new album. At least that's what I think. When I listen to Face to Face.
Yeah. It's still there, but it's important that isn't tampered with too much.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, you've got to be conscious of it's a new recording.
Yeah.
And just, you know, let it all take... It takes care of itself.
Yeah. And how do you influence each other? Who's basically done first? Have you written lyrics and then you go to Andrew and go, I need a beat that sounds a bit aggressive, but there's got to be some love in there or something like that? Or is it vice versa?
Andrew just literally plays some of it and that's it. And he's normally got about two or three ideas, four ideas. If he hasn't got any ideas, it'll take 20 minutes and he'll come up with something.
That's good.
We really aren't too precious about it, but it just... You know, he's absolutely, he's one of the best, he's brilliant. He'll come up with something very interesting in a short space of time, you know.
I think neither of us really want to make some music that's part of a genre. We don't, you know, we don't want to be a funk band or a rock band.
No.
And having that freedom with sampling, we can make any kind of style or any influence in there we like, you know, which is what I really like about doing it.
Yeah. It's
you know,
open,
I think a lot of bands suffer from their production. They're stuck in in that kind of production, they're dictated to what kind of production they're supposed to have, you know.
But how important is the fact that you both are like experienced guys for the ideas that you are actually talking about right now? Because I think if you are in the mid-20s and you don't have any experiences with having played in other bands and having sucked in other bands, you know, having failed with other bands, I really think that is important for the Sleaford Mods, that you guys have all that stuff in the back of your heads and you can work.
Yeah, sure.
Even with
the
negative experiences, right?
Sure. I think for our situation, that's been the case. Occasionally, you'll get a very young band come along that have very good, you know, and precede their years, you know. And there's been a few examples of that over the last 30 years, but it's very rare these days, you know what I mean? A lot of young bands are just sucked into the record deal environment. And you can't blame them in a way. They're just young. They just want to have a good time. But it's not very good for results. And it's quickly forgotten, not very memorable. So we've got that experience. And we use that, you know what I mean?
And you know how to handle the business side of it all pretty well, I guess, because you're relaxed towards these topics, you know? All those young bands, if one of the record company guys tells them that they need a hit, or otherwise they'll be dropped. Those young bands, they would react to that. But I guess you'd be like, so fucking drop us then,
well,
bye.
Do you know what I mean?
We'll find another way of putting out our music.
We've got our own... We're a tight unit. We've got me and Andrew, and then our manager Steve, and a few other people that help us out, and that's it. We don't have to answer to anybody. And we can please ourselves, you know.
Now your show tonight has been sold out for quite a while now, and your band has become quite popular quite fast in Germany. How surprising was that for you in the beginning, that of all people, the Germans, your music so much? Must have been crazy.
Well, our manager Steve's got a real big history with punk, and he was sure that if we started touring in Europe, because the UK didn't want to know, did they? Not really, you know, they just weren't interested. So we started touring in Belgium and in Germany, and that's when it started picking up. And you know, German people, the French, the Italians, you know, Belgians, etc., they all took to it really, really quickly.
That made the English people kind of realize that the Sleaford Mods were to listen.
But that's very typical.
For the English people outside of Nottingham. The Nottingham people, they already knew you, right?
They kind of did, a little bit. We were kind of like a noted underground band, but nobody really took us seriously.
I do have the feeling that there's a need for artists with an opinion nowadays again. After so many love songs and perfectly nice songs for the fucking industry and the market and the mainstream, I really have the feeling that there's a need for people who speak out their opinion again. Would you say that this might be a reason for the success that you guys have right now, that you are guys who speak out an opinion and not hold back?
I think it's more that it just fits. You know what I mean? It's like, there's nothing wrong with writing love songs if you're good at writing love songs. You can still be good at that. Passionate and make people cry or whatever. You know what I mean? So it's more about that. It's more about things working and the idea working. I'm sure that we might have inspired people to be political and their lyrics might be terrible. But you know what I mean? So it doesn't really work like that,
That's really true. And I really want to thank you for speaking out your opinions again, because I when I was listening to Tweet, Tweet, Tweet for the first time, I was really laughing my ass off, and I was like, that's exactly what I've seen just a moment ago. 20 teenagers all with their iPhones, not looking on the roads, being in danger of being hit by a car or something.
The same criticisms kind of relate to all the countries, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's really weird, that is. Yeah. The world's quite a small place in that sense.
Yeah. That definitely happened, totally. Mm. Now, before we talk a bit more and before we give away the last tickets for tonight's show, let's listen to one of the new songs. Face to Face, das heißt das Ding hier. Die Platte zum Song kommt am 24.07. und wird Key Markets heißen. Und für diejenigen, die es heute Abend nicht schaffen, am 5.11. kommt die Band nochmal zurück nach Berlin und spielt im Astra. Yes, Sleaford Mods mit Face to Face ist ein Auszug schon mal aus dem Ende Juli erscheinenden Album Key Markets. Am 24.07. kommt das Ding in Germany raus. Heute Abend spielt die Band im sagenumwobenen SO36. Das Konzert ist schon länger ausverkauft. Wir verlosen gleich noch die letzten Tickets. Und für diejenigen, die selbst bei dieser Verlose dann kein Glück mehr haben, am 5.11. kommt die Band nochmal zurück und spielt im Astra. Just told people that you have already booked another show for November, right? In Austria. That's nice. Cool. I've read that some of the more poppy bands from England are befriending you on Twitter and Facebook, but you kind of like send them all away. You don't want to be friends.
Some of them,
with most of the bands, right?
I don't mind. You know, I'm not bothered. You know, I've not got a kind of preference or anything like that. But if some of the bands are crap and they're trying to make out that there's something that they're clearly not, then I've got an issue with that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Andrew's kind of quite laid back about it. And
Andrew actually accepts some friend requests.
Well, he's all right. He's like, you know, sees it for what it is, whereas I get a bit wound up, don't I?
Well, I don't know how Facebook is out of control.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, but it's interesting, though, that so many of the young bands who might think that they have a rebellious side in them. I think that's one of the reasons why they're trying to be friends with you. They'll be like, I mean, if the Sleaford Mods, if they're my friends online, I'm a rebel too. You know, something like that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there is that a little bit.
Yeah.
You do get small bands following you, and if you don't follow them back, then they unfollow you.
Yeah, they get a bit off.
You know, I mean, I follow Bill Murray, but I don't expect him to follow me back.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you keep up the good work, that's going to happen. I'm telling you, that's going to happen. Bill Murray's going to be in a front row, shouting along, "Hello, Jay!"
That'd be so cool.
I've read about plans for a film called Invisible Britain, a film that features you being on tour. I don't know what else is going to be in the movie. It's been done by Nathan Hanahein.
Oh, yeah.
And Paul Singh. And it's been crowdfunded already.
What's
the movie going to be about, and when is it going to be seen?
The movie's kind of like, film's going to be about, it's going to be a kind of on the road thing with us, and then each city and town that we visited, they're going to, Paul and Nathan went out to discuss some of the political problems and social problems with some of the local people, you know. Yeah. So it's interesting. It's quite an interesting sort of bit of research into it. And they interview a lot of people that are suffering because of government policy, etc. I think it will be quite a good document on that. It's going to concentrate more on that, but it's going to have kind of our touring thing in the background, you know.
So you guys basically are the motor in the film that leads to discussions about political issues.
It's kind of in and out, you know what I mean?
Cool. Do you get that a lot after a show, that people come up to you and be like, yeah, those are the topics I've been thinking about the last few months, and you kind of
you
like...
You do. I mean, we didn't set out to do that initially, be political. We just talked about what we were going through or seeing or what made us angry. So it's a little bit... Sometimes it can be a bit too much because my brain's not in that. It's just, this is what I've said at that time, and then I go out and perform it.
You don't want to discuss every single line, right?
It's interesting if people are coming up to you, because obviously you learn from it. I've learned a lot about politics and about critical theory since I've been doing this. So,
but it's another proof for the fact that even the private part of your life is political, right? If you want to or not.
Certainly dictates it sometimes, you know. Yeah. So,
well, guys, I want to thank you for visiting.
Thank you.
I really hope that you come back and visit me again in the fall so we can talk a bit more.
Yeah. Love to, yeah.
And probably we have seen the movie.
Yeah.
Until then and stuff. So it was really a great pleasure to meet you guys finally.
Thank you.
Thank you for visiting. And let me just give away the last tickets for tonight's show. Wer die Sleaford Mods heute Abend meckern hören möchte im SO36, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2009000 in Berlin. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Meine Kollegin Miki Sitsch hat den Stift schon in der Hand und schreibt euch mit blauer Tinte auf weißem Zettel auf die Gästeliste. 030 2000 9000. Ich sehe gerade, es ist ein gelber Zettel, aber das tut nichts zur Sache. 030 2000 9000. Bitte rufen Sie jetzt an für die letzten Tickets für die Sleaford Mods heute Abend im SO 36. Und hier nochmal ein Stück Musik, über das wir vorhin schon gesprochen haben. Hier sind Sie mit Tweet, Tweet, Tweet. Die Sleaford Mods. Thanks again. Bye, bye, boys.
Thank you. Bye, 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 bye.